The Monday Mass with Chris Cote, the world's greatest action sports podcast. And today we are unprepared, but we are aware that this stuff matters. And the show must go on. Okay, I stayed up late watching TV instead of preparing for this very important podcast. But I'll tell you, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to go off raw emotion here. We're going to go off what I just looked at on the internet on a Monday morning. The date is March 26th. So actually a lot happened last week, this weekend, in the world of surfing, skating, and snowboarding. And I'm going to tell you about it as best I can. As most well-informed as I can on these topics. I did digest a lot of skateboarding this weekend via Phoenix Am. I watched some snowboarding via Instagram, via the Tom Sims Retro Worlds, which was just awesome. And I got myself prepared for the upcoming Rip Curl Bells Pro on the World Surf League Championship Tour. So there's some knowledge being transferred here from me to you. So before we get to the show, we got to thank Baja Bound Insurance, BajaBound.com. It is what it sounds like it is. It's car insurance for when you drive your car down to Mexico. And this is extremely applicable for those of us who live in Southern California, you know, Texas, Arizona as well, because we drive to Mexico a lot as surfers or, I mean, even skateboarders. There's spots galore, more spots than you would think. Not a lot of snowboarding happening in Mexico. But if you ever do drive to Mexico and you take your car or you're in a friend's car, get Baja Bound Insurance, because even a fender bender in Mexico can result in a locked up abroad situation. And I'm not sugarcoating this here. And that's just because, you know, language barriers, different rules and regulations. Not to say that Mexico is unsafe, because it is absolutely safe. It is a wonderful place. At least the places that I'm going, Cabo, Rosarito, Ensenada for an enchilada and some waves. Who knows? But I'm just saying, if you go down there in your car, go to BajaBound.com first. Get yourself a little policy, a little insurance policy, just to make sure it's all copacetic. You don't want a car accident or a theft or whatever to bum your trip, because we want you coming back from Baja with those good vibes and those good memories. We don't want you coming back a shell of a human, because all you did was accidentally make a weird lane change, bump into somebody, and then blah, 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 the shit hits the fan, you're in jail. I'm not trying to scare you. Just, I'm trying to give you a hint. BajaBound.com. Go get car insurance from them if you plan on driving your car into Mexico, which I think you should. You should do both. You should get that insurance and you should drive into Mexico, because it rules. Now let's get to the show. Let's start with snow news. Why don't we? Snow news! And medicinal co-op. Is it a co-op? I mean, I've been there many times. It's a high-tech, clean, beautiful facility. And all you need is your driver's license. I go there personally for CBD products. Many other people go there for cannabis products, for things like cataracts, because they have social anxiety. Or because they just want to get stoned and have a good time, man. I don't judge. But I'm telling you, the CBD selection is awesome. And CBDs are the truth. I take CBDs for anti-inflammatory purposes and anti-anxiety. Why not? And I sleep better on CBDs. And you don't get all stony baloney. Which, if you want to, again, go for it. I'm not your dad. So Tori Holistics is great. And they have been a sponsor of this podcast for a long, long time. Biggest snow news, no doubt, over the weekend was X Games Real Snow. Announced this weekend. And as previously announced on this show by myself and by Monday Mass contributor Eddie Wall, a guy who knows his stuff, we both said Frank Bourgeois and the Brothers Factory video was going to take the win. Indubitably, they did. The Frank Bourgeois part, and I posted on my Instagram, and people have been just losing it on some of Frankie B's tricks. And this French-Canadian snowboarder is quickly becoming one of my favorite snowboarders. The dude is heavy. Watch his X Games Real Snow part and just marinate on each and every trick, and you will understand how gnarly this guy is. Let's do this. Listen to this little snippet. This is kind of a behind-the-scenes interview leading up to his eventual X Games Real Snow win, which happened this weekend. This is Frank Bourgeois. Have a listen.
Hey, my name is Frank Bourgeois, 27 years old. We're in my hometown in Trois-Rivières, Quebec. I started snowboarding. I got my first snowboard at Christmas time. It was a plastic one. And then I started riding that one on small hills and stuff. So my mom couldn't afford hockey and snowboarding. So she was like, Frank, you gotta choose between those two. And then I chose snowboarding. I think I was 4 or 5 years old. Looks like 2016. That year, I ended up the second, got the medal here. I won the fan vote. Last year, ended up first. Got the gold here and got the fan vote again. So this year, I'm not expecting to win nothing. I just want to be proud of our video. I think that's the way to go.
Well, the humble warrior from Quebec, Frank Bourgeois, taking X Games Real Snow. And again, go to @sessionsmfg, Sessions Manufacturer, on Instagram, because that's where I just posted the video. And watch Frank Bourgeois' part again. Some of the things he's doing on his snowboard are quite literally death-defying, and it's unbelievable that this stuff is possible, or that somebody would think to even try this stuff that Frank Bourgeois is doing in his X Games Real Snow part. And again, that is not, well, that is taking away from what everybody else did in Real Snow. Dan Brisse, Anto, there were some incredible videos. But I'm telling you, this was a relatively easy pick, I believe, for the judges at X Games to give the gold to Frank Bourgeois and Brothers Factory. Homies making crazy videos, releasing them on the world, and blowing minds. That's how this all happened. X Games Real Snow is a very cool, it's a cool project. It's a video contest, and they give medals. They do it for skate, they do it for BMX, and I back it. That was a really, it's a really fun way to award people's hard work. Because the proof is in the pudding. I mean, they have a time frame and they go, look, we need a video. It's got to be a minute. And it's just hammers. There's no fluff here, folks. Pure hammer throwing. And Frank Bourgeois is your winner. And it's pretty cool because in what he just said in his little interview there, he got the silver in 2016, won the fan vote. Got the gold in 2017, won the fan vote. Gold again in 2018, wins the fan vote again. So a fan favorite and a judge's favorite back-to-back. Frank Bourgeois wins X Games Real Snow. That is the most modern, wildest skate snowboarding you'll see this year so far. And then now, to go back, to reverse that, that's how far snowboarding has come. Watch Frank Bourgeois' X Games Real Snow part to see where we are currently residing in the world of snowboarding, and then I'll put on a time machine helmet. enter into a time machine. Go back 35 years. Over the weekend, on the 35th anniversary of the first ever halfpipe snowboarding contest, the Tom Sims Retro Worlds went down at Soda Springs Ski Resort. And this is a beloved snowboarding event. Here are the rules. You've got legends, you've got open, you've got juniors, boys and girls, 15 and under. The juniors, they can ride whatever. The open, you got to ride a board from 1990 or newer. So just basically whatever board you have. And that's the open division. But the legends division is where things really, really get cooking. This is where things get hot, folks. So, Tom Sims, you know, this is a guy that, you know, one of the few people, or one of the handful of people that basically started snowboarding as a whole. And people, I've never heard one bad thing said about Tom Sims. I've heard from everybody that ever met him, that ever rode for him, that ever worked with him, this dude was a gem of a human. And this event, the Tom Sims Retro Worlds, not only celebrates the life and the legacy and the vision that Tom Sims had to stand sideways on a oversized ski, for lack of a better early description, like a mini a skateboard meets a surfboard, no fins, it's on snow. Tom Sims, one of the inventors of snowboarding. So basically, 35 years ago, they had their first ever halfpipe snowboarding contest. We celebrate this every year at the Tom Sims Retro Worlds. And also, just side note, well, not a side note, this is a real note. The Revert Foundation is a foundation that gives at-risk youth the chance to snowboard, to experience sliding down snow on a board. It is a thing of beauty. Follow at Revert Foundation. Part of the proceeds of said Tom Sims Retro Worlds goes to Revert Foundation. Now let's get to the competition, the Legends Division. These guys have to ride boards that are from 1989 or older. Talking original equipment, original snowboards. This is what makes the Tom Sims Retro World so special, is because you have legends of our sport riding the boards that they basically legendarized our sport on. That's not a word. And of course we knew who was going to win this thing. You knew it. We've had this dude's back forever. For 35 plus years, we've been a fan of the winner of the 2018 Tom Sims Retro Worlds event, Todd Richards. And I did not interview Todd Richards because I let him off the hook, because he just snowboarded his little butt off all weekend on a retro board, and he's already going to be complaining about his knees hurting. And the photos are amazing. I'm going to post a photo of Todd on my Instagram today. This is just, I mean, you know, you think of throwback, retro, etc. This is just pure fun, pure stoke, pure soul. Riding their old boards and ripping on these old boards. And, you know, this is a hand-dug half pipe. I think the thing's four or five feet tall. All chunked up, the good old way to do it. Not a 20-foot super pipe that nobody can relate to because you're doing freaking 1440s on it and you're going, that looks cool, I don't know what that is. This is basically backside air, boned out methods, you know, good old fashioned classic snowboarding that is so fun to watch. And I can't wait till the videos come out from the Tom Sims Retro Worlds. And congratulations to Todd Richards, longtime Monday Mass contributor, I mean, since day one. You guys have been on almost every show. But we're giving him the day off. That's our gift to Todd Richards for winning this illustrious snowboard event. So that is your snow news. And I tell you, I think we're in for one of the best spring snowboarding seasons ever. Judging by what I'm seeing on Instagram, what you're seeing on Instagram, I'm blowing it. I haven't even been snowboarding since I was at Breckenridge, a Dew Tour. What a kook. Why do I even talk about snowboarding if I don't do it? Well, because I'm a fan of it. And because I'm trying to talk about it. That's why. So that's your snow news. I implore you, I beg you, please watch Frank Bourgeois' X Games Real Snow part. Even if you don't give a shit about snowboarding, this part will blow your mind. And when the Tom Sims Retro Worlds event recap videos drop, watch those too. Because this is snowboarding, folks. And that was snow news for the Monday Mass. Now let's go. Where are we going next? Surf news. Oh, it's coming. South Coast Surf Shops, 5 shops in the San Diego area. Go to South Coast Surf on Instagram and get down with this hardcore, awesome surf shop, family of surf shops. They're great. South Coast Surf Shops, been with the Monday Mass since day one. Thank you so much at South Coast Surf Shops. This is a great time to buy a new wetsuit. The water is still freezing. You're going to get a banging deal. And the thing's going to be lasting you till next season easily. Go to South Coast and check them out. Go online at South Coast Surf. Hey, that music you're just listening to, that can only mean one thing. That's right. Bells is coming. Hell's Bells, folks. This is a loved and or loathed event on the World Championship Tour. I personally like it because, again, this is a relatable wave. It's not a 10-foot psycho barrel breaking over 2-foot dry reef. This is a long, rippable right-hander. One of the most historically relevant surf events on the planet, Bells. I mean, freaking Bodhi paddled out there when it was 50 foot. That's not relevant. I'm talking about the Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach, one of the longest running surf events currently surfed on the planet. And this is a big contest because, again, you've got the historical relevance. This particular year, you've got Mick Fanning calling it quits after this event. This is Mick Fanning's last event on the World Championship Tour, which is crazy. And, you know, the reaction has been people are happy for the guy and they're excited to see what he does next. I am too. He could win Bells. I'm going to get to fantasy picks in just a minute here. Other news going into Bells. Slater's out, which is a bummer because Slater always has a chance to win Bells. Unfortunately, his foot's just not doing it. So he's out. And that's a bummer. I really wanted to watch Slater surf Bells on his new board that he's been touting. What else? Oh, another surfer out. Courtney Conlogue is officially withdrawn from the Rip Curl Pro Bells Beach. She is our defending champion. And it's a bummer because now that it's going to make the world title shot for Courtney Conlogue, I don't want to say null and void. She could come back hot and just dominate for the rest of the year, but it's going to be tough. She's already missed two events. This has got to be considered disastrous for Courtney Conlogue and her bid to win the 2018 World Championship. So that's two past Bells champions out. But now let's talk about who's in. I mean, I'll just go ahead. I'll just make my official picks. I don't really remember my picks for snapper. I think, like most of you, I thought John or Medina was going to win. I mean, those are the easy picks. I would have had no idea Ace Buchan or Julian Wilson would have made the finals. Julian Wilson had a broken shoulder, and he won. And every fantasy team player that I know got smoked because that event was super weird as far as who made quarters and whatnot. So I think Bells will bring some normalcy back to the upper tiers on the championship tour. And, you know, the forecast apparently is looking pretty good. I don't really dive too deep into forecasts and fantasy surf pundits. I guess I am one by default, although my teams generally are picked with pure passion and not brains or research. I diverted straight into fantasy surf, but we can do this as both a fantasy surfing talk as well as just a surf fans talk. Even if you don't play fantasy surfer, you're probably going to watch. So I picked my fantasy surf team. I'm picking Griffin Colapinto. Griffin is going to be the rookie of the year for 2018. He's a lock. Don't even worry about it. I really enjoy watching the rest of the rookies surf. Tomas Hermes is my homeboy. But it's Griffin. Come on. You know this. So picking a fantasy team for Bells is always difficult because this is even though it's probably one of the most well-known waves on the planet, as far as it's a long right that's, I don't want to say mushy, but it's rippable, and it's kind of a normal blue-collar type of wave, let's say. But picking your team is tough, especially after the crazy results in the first event. The tiers are all whacked out, whacked off. They're whacked off. They're wacky. But you just got to make do. And tier B is nuts. That's going to be the hardest tier to pick, if you know what I'm talking about. If you don't play fantasy surfer, just bear with me here for a second. Griffin Colapinto is going to make at least the quarterfinals at Bells. He's going to... The dude is so good. And if you don't think that there is hints of Andy Irons in Griffin surfing, you are... probably hard for sight. He surfs like him. A little bit, I'm going to say a little bit less raw, but he's better at airs. He's not quite as powerful, but he's getting there. And there will never be another Andy Irons. There's no such thing as the next Andy Irons. But I'm telling you, Griffin Colapinto has somehow harnessed his inner Andy Irons, sans demons, straight surf style, the speed, power, flow, if you will, of one late great Andy Irons, and he's making it work, and he will be on fire at Bells, guaranteed. He might be ringing that bell. So my top two picks, as far as my top pick for rookies, Griffin Colapinto, easy. My top pick in the tiered system on worldsurfleague.com, fantasy/something, Felipe Toledo. So my top two picks on fantasy, Griffin, Felipe Toledo. And then you go down to tier B. So if you've never played fantasy surfing, you have two picks in tier A, four picks in tier B, and then you get another two picks in tier C. And they kind of shuffle them down according to rankings, right? Tier B is nuts. This is where all the best surfers in the world are right now. So my tier B is, and this is, I'm trying to use my brain here. Adriano, Mick Fanning, Gabriel Medina, John Florence. Matt Bemrose, who won fantasy surfing. My friend Matt Bemrose from Australia, who won fantasy surfing last year, basically laid it out. Look, just put Medina and John on your team every time. Everyone else picks them, yes, but they're going to probably win the contest, one of those two guys, from here on out. So Adriano, Mick Fanning, Gabriel Medina, John Florence. I feel like Mick is going to put on an inspired performance if he doesn't drink too much throughout this event, because he is kind of starting his retirement party early, which is fine. Dude's been doing it for a long time. He's won championships. He's fought sharks. He is will go down as one of the greatest to ever do it. So let him start his party. Why don't you? So Mick Fanning, he must be on your fantasy team. Adriano always does good at bells. He's rung the bell before and will ring it again. Tier C. This was a tough one to pick because this is where all your rookies are. You could have gone Federico Moraes. There's lots of ways you could go. I went Kyle Ubelli and Matt Wilkinson. I don't know. That's kind of like, both these guys are probably going to do really good. But this is kind of this, you know, who do I want to see do really well? Who are my people to watch? Who am I going to enjoy watching surf at Bells? Whose heats will I watch probably the most of as far as timing-wise? I mean, I'll be honest. I am one of those people that I basically don't even watch sixes or below. If I'm not tuned into the webcast and I'm just purely going back and watching the heat analyzers, I'm not even watching sixes. I'm going sevens and up. Who am I excited to watch surf? I'm excited to see Griffin Colapinto surf for sure. Perez is always fun to watch at Bells. Michael Rodriguez, M-Rod. He's going to do damage at Bells for sure. Mikey Wright. Everybody loves Mikey Wright. I do too. Excited to see Mikey Wright surf. I think Kolohe Andino's in for a big result here. Federico Moraes always does well in big, long right-hand point breaks. So he's going to be blasting that place. Connor Coffin, of course. Can't leave Connor out. Italo and Wade Carmichael. Italo Ferreira and Wade Carmichael, both 13th in the world right now. There's but like 15 people at 13th. So I'm a huge Italo fan. I expect big things from Italo. I think Wade Carmichael is going to do incredibly well at Bells. Michael Freestyle February is going to be really fun to watch. That just beautiful, wild style down the line at Bells. Excited to see that. John, of course. That I don't even need to say that. Who else we got? Way down towards the bottom. Leonardo Fioravanti. We'll see what Leo does. Ezekiel Lau, Keanu Asing, I kind of put them in that same category as one of those two dudes can have a big breakout. It's going to be a rough event for Yago Doras and Jesse Mendez and Joan Duru. Backsiders at Bells, if you're not Aki-esque, you're going to have some trouble, I think. We'll see what happens. So Hell's Bells is coming. Quick little note on QS. Chelsea Tuok and Leonardo Fioravanti have won the Martinique Surf Pro. So Leo flying straight from Martinique all the way to Bells. Nat Young got second. So there's two comeback stories in the works here on the QS. You got Nat Young getting second place at a QS 3000 in Martinique, second to Leo. And you got Claire Bevilacqua. Fioravanti, Bevilacqua. So Claire Bevilacqua on a heavy comeback path, climbing up the ranks on the QS. She got second to Chelsea Tuok. I would love to see the return of Bevo. Love her. Love how she surfs. She rips. She's a beautiful person inside and out. She is just awesome. So I hope Claire Bevilacqua finds her way back onto the championship tour. And with results like that, she's going to do it. Oh, I didn't say who's going to win Bells on the women's side on the championship tour. That will be either Stephanie Gilmore, Sally Fitzgibbons, Tyler Wright, or Carissa Moore. Actually, you know what? Let's flip it. Malia Manuel is going to win. Malia Manuel is going to win Bells. Coco Ho is going to make the semifinals. Those are my two underdog picks, if you will. So those are my two picks on the women's side. Just read about this. This is scary news. This is sucky news. This is shitty news. This is news we all knew about, but just a lot of us choose to ignore. The Great Pacific, I read about this on the Adventure Sports Network via surfer.com. This is painful to read. You know how big, have you ever driven through Texas? It takes like 4 days. It never ends. Texas is huge. Is it the biggest state in America, in the United States? You know, it's big. Just look at Texas again. Look at it. Look at a map of the USA. And just remember how big Texas is. Double that. That's how big the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is right now. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch. They discovered this heaping, massive, just obnoxiously huge pile of plastic in the middle of the ocean that's just floating around like a gigantic island of shit. And it is twice the size of Texas. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is now twice the size of Texas. And it is 16 times larger than previously expected and or reported. And researchers, this stat is really bad. By the year 2050, I know that's a long time away, but it's really not that far away. We're coming up on 2020, folks. In the year 2050, there will be more plastic than fish in the ocean. Good night. We're all going to die. We're dead as a species. Thank you, plastic. I'm looking at my desk right now. I do okay. I have a reusable coffee mug here. I do have a plastic cup top to the coffee I got this morning. I got two coffees this morning, one for later, one for now. And there's it says recycled. We got to do better, people. We got to do better. And I did read something on stabmag.com, Jordy Smith saying, look, don't use straws. You don't need a straw. Ladies, your lipstick's going to be fine. Just reapply it. Don't use a straw. Or use one of those little glass crack pipe straws if you can. A bamboo straw? Don't use plastic straws. You got this Great Pacific Garbage Patch that's twice the size of Texas. It's going to kill us all. That's how the human species will end. No more fish. No more ocean because it's just filled with plastic and it sucks now. Don't use plastic, people, please. Let's not use plastic. And if you go to stabmag.com right now, Jordy Smith says, don't suck on straws. If you give up plastics, you can win a trip to the Corona Bali Pro, which is awesome. So let's just try to do better. I'm not asking you to do anything crazy. Let's just try to do better. Look, I'm not an environmentalist. I wish I was, but I'm not. I try my best. I'm not even going to say we all try our best. I don't try. Actually, I take it back. I don't try my best. I don't try hard enough at all. But I want to. I'm going to. Starts now. Starts right damn now. I will not be using plastic straws. Nor will my children. Because I want my children not to have to deal with a garbage patch the size of the moon in the ocean. Oh, man. Harsh. Harsh tokes. Do not suck on plastic straws, folks. Say no to straws. In better news, Coco Ho and Volcom have just dropped a Coco-mentary. A Coco Ho mini-documentary. And I've just watched it this weekend. It's great. I mean, I love me some Coco Ho, of course. But let's take a listen. This is some early Coco.
This is Coco at the NSSA Hurley Regionals. If you think the boys are ripping, check out the girls.
I started surfing when I was 7 years old. I was actually late to the game in a sense that so many kids are on it nowadays a lot younger. We'd start playing around on bodyboards. Eventually, Mason started bringing my dad's boards down to the beach and surfing. And then he he was like, try. And I hopped on and tried to show off to him, and it worked.
XO, the Coco Ho documentary, is up now on, StatMag.com. It's probably on Volcom.com as well. That is your surf news. And apparently the waves are super good right now, and I'm blowing it sitting here in my office recording this crap. But that's fine. I'll get mine. Gentleman's hour, folks. That's where I'm going. Gentleman's hour. I'll be surfing. Don't at me. Let's go to skate news. Skate News is brought to you by the homies and homiettes at Quincy Wood Rights. This is USA-made skateboarding, folks. USA wood. All the wood is grown, harvested, glued, shaped, etc. All in Houghton, Michigan, folks. Up in the Upper Peninsula. And it's good. It's grassroots, family-owned. And it's got that Michigan pop. This is good stuff, folks. I've been loving these boards. And I've never claimed to be a really good skateboarder, but I am a bit of a board snob. I just know if I don't like a board or do like a board, I like these boards a lot. If a 41-year-old grown-ass man can maintain pop on this wood, then you can too. So follow at Quincy Woodwrights on the gram. What happened this weekend in skateboarding? Oh, okay. So that was, one of the bigger things that happened this weekend in skateboarding was the Phoenix Am, presented by Cowtown Skateboards. So the Phoenix Am, I mean, why is this important? Well, I'll tell you why it's important, because Am skating is so gnarly, and it's just crazy how good and how many amateur skateboarders out there are killing it. And you can see all of this at Phoenix Am. And again, there's only a handful of opportunities for young amateur rippers. And there's a very fine line between pro and amateur. I mean, you watch this contest and there's no way you'd be able to tell the difference unless it said Am in the name. Yvonne Montiero took first place. And the dude is so gnarly. So remember that name, Ivan Montiero, ripping his way to first place at the Phoenix Am. And let's take a listen. What should we listen to some of the highlights? All right, I guess there was no commentary from my friends Andrew Cannon and Chris Pastris on that clip. Take my word for it, Yvonne Montiero rips. He won Phoenix Am. If you want to see what the future of the present of skateboarding looks like, watch Phoenix Am. There's big beef happening right now. Big beef, skate beef, strange beef. Wrecking Ball versus Jonah Hill. Yeah, Jonah Hill, the actor. There's some heavy beef going on. Wrecking Ball has unleashed his minions. If you go to Jonah Hill's Instagram right now, you will see Wrecking Ball has given us all permission to at him. Most of you listening are going, what is he talking about? Imagine that conversation with somebody that doesn't know, like many of you out there might not know. This is some nerdy ass skateboarding stuff right here. And I think it's great. This is a beef, a cyber beef between Cyber Freak, Wrecking Ball, the self-proclaimed, and probably rightfully so, the most jacked skateboarder on the planet, Wrecking Ball, who has become the voice of a generation, for better or for worse. He is in a cyber beef with Jonah Hill, the actor. Jonah Hill is heavily involved in skateboarding. He's actually producing a new film. And in that film, produced with the other guy that started Illegal Civilization, Illegal Civ. This is Hollywood movers and shakers, folks. Nakel Smith. Right? So crazy things happening in the skate world. Nakel's, and that kind of brings us to, so GQ Style did a big story on Nakel Smith acting in Jonah Hill's new film. He's got a new suit collaboration coming out with Brooks Brothers and Adidas. This dude is on, he's on top of the world. He rides for Supreme. He's a model, and now he's an actor. He's a ripping skater, and he's going to be in a new film that is produced by Jonah Hill, as well as Mikey Alfred, and it's right on the GQ Style page. Fools are killing it, and that reaches back around to the Wrecking Ball Jonah Hill beef, which is currently just firing up on the internet. If you don't care, don't get involved. Best we all just watch from the sidelines. How about that? What else in skate news? Oh, I saw this, and this is fun. Speaking of, oh my gosh, I just opened my email, and I got a email from Dana Ortiz, Dylan Reeder's mom. Oh my, this is so cool. Dana Ortiz thanking me for the donation that I made to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in memory of Dylan Reeder. Love you, Dana. Never met you. I mean, I met Dylan Reeder once, and I was absolutely starstruck and just in awe of this dude. The least we could all do is donate $20 to Dylan Reeder's mom, who's going to be running in the San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon to raise money and awareness for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And you can find, I think on the last show I have the link to that. I'll put up the link again. How cool is that? I just accidentally opened my email and there's an email from Dylan Reeder's mom. I'll be cheering for Dana for sure in the Rock and Roll Marathon. So that is a positive just bit of love from the world of skateboarding. Now let's go back to the hate. One of my favorite new things, two of my favorite new things on Trans World Skateboarding, you can just put skateboarding.com. Two things, one nag, one pause. We got Ted Barrow, brutally honest reviews of your Instagram clips, reviewed by Ted Barrow. And this is good. I mean, and you know what? This is all in good fun. People submit their videos for Ted Barrow, the Instagram skate critic, to be judged, to be commented on by Ted Barrow, who I have become a huge fan of. Let's take a listen to Ted Barrow's, this was like from video 6. He's got a million of them, and he's killing it.
You know, people often ask me, why are you such a hater? My answer is always the same. I hate skateboarding because I never got sponsored. I always wanted to be sponsored. It never happens. So I hate this thing that I devoted 3 decades of my life to and talk about all day. And they say, well, what about the rich tapestry of art, music, design, fashion that runs through skateboarding and produces creative people in all fields? And I say, yes, well, none of that matters when you're paying full price for boards at age 41. And they say, well, what about exercise? And I say, yeah, but look at this guy. He doesn't get much exercise. He skates. And I'm not even sure he knows how to ollie.
That was the one and only Ted Barrow, self-proclaimed skater hater, but I'm a huge fan. I'm not usually a hater fan. I guess I am because I'm a fan of WEC and a fan of Ted Barrow, Instagram skate critic. You can check out his videos at skateboarding.com or follow him at feedback_TS and DM him your clips. Park clips, not street. No helmets, no slow-mo, no VO. Clips, not posts. Again, clips, not posts. And I've submitted 2 clips yet to be reviewed, Ted Barrow. But let's get reviewed. Let's get this dad ass skateboarder reviewed. Send my videos to him. At feedback_TS. More videos to come, sir. And then in some positive news, Transworld also has a pretty cool feature they've been doing lately called Your Favorite Skateboarder's Favorite Skateboarders. And they dropped a biggie over the weekend, or just now, on Monday morning. Who is Tony Hawk's favorite skateboarder? Drum roll, please.
My name is Tony Hawk, and my all-time favorite skater is Rodney Mullen, for obvious reasons, but so much because he laid the foundation for everything that we do now, including a lot of tricks that I learned on vert. I was watching Rodney, and I was thinking, God, that would be awesome to do in the air. And we borrowed tricks from each other, so I guess for me, the most iconic photo of Rodney is that shot of him doing the airwalk that Grant shot, like off a flat, because he took that trick from me, and then did it off of flat ground, and I actually got him to be in my doubles video doing that. So I was doing airwalk over his airwalk because it's Rodney Mullen, man. He's the godfather of modern skateboarding.
Whoops, spoiler alert, it was Rodney Mullen. But you can watch the video, it's really fun to watch. It's on skateboarding.com. And that is that skate news? Yes, that's skate news. I want to say congratulations. Talk about legendary happenings over the weekend in skateboarding. Vert Attack. Vert Attack is probably the last most awesome vert contest on the planet. There's tons of vert contests, but I'm saying this is the big, this is like the hardcore grassroots underground ripping event. The best of the best all go to Malmo, Sweden every year to compete in Vert Attack. Bucky Lasik won the pro division, beating guys like Clay Kreiner, Sam Beckett. And this is a dude that could be skating in the Legends division. He's skating in the pro division. He's winning the pro division. Bucky Lasik takes the win. And then in big, big, big news, our guy. We had our guy, Todd Richards, win the Tom Sims Retro Worlds. Now we got our guy, Neil Hendricks, getting second place in the Legends division at Vert Attack. Congratulations to the Monday Mass family of people for kicking ass and killing it this weekend. I mean, Todd's got the win and Neil got sick. Neil, come on. You gonna let Todd Richards take the glory of our commentator crew? In all fairness to Neil, Andy Mack, who's been on the attack forever, took the win. But you got to hand it to Neil Hendricks. I mean, the dude mostly lives on airplanes, and you can't really skate on airplanes. Fool gets on his board, practices for a couple weeks, gets second place at Vert Attack in the Legends Division. So congrats to Neil Hendricks on that. And Neil Hendricks and myself, Chris Pastors, who was working with Andrew Cannon at Phoenix Am, we will all be coming up soon on the Vans Park series, which is happening soon. So hopefully, big stuff happening in the world of surfing, skating, and snowboarding. And I've just reported on some of it. Now I'm going to go do some of it myself. I'm going surfing, and that's going to be a real joy. Can't wait. So I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys who sponsored the show, BajaBound.com. Tori Holistic, South Coast Surf, Quincy Woodwrights, Masterplan Communications, youonline.com. And that has been another episode of the Monday Mass with Chris Cote for March 26th. And I'm going to have a bunch of cool interviews and stuff next week. Let's get back on the program. I've been sick for like 3 weeks. I'm feeling good now. My surf career is going to be starting today. Hell, I'm gonna even skate. I'm going to get all action-y today. Screw it. We're getting action sportsy today. It's on. Now. Bye. One more thing. Download the new hit single, Friends Coming Home, as heard right here. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's by me. I'm playing at the Casbah in San Diego on April 5th. That's right. On April 5th, I'm playing the world famous Casbah with the legendary Electric Six. Thursday, April 5th, be there if you're in town. It always happens on the eve of a major holiday. Bye. Now your friends start texting your phone. They wanna get messed up when they get home. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Starts with a couple of beers, reminiscing about old times. Do you remember this? Can we forget about that? Now I guess we're switching to cocktail. Got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Hour went by quick. I can only stay for a couple more drinks. Done this before and I promised mom I'd never do it again. But started so fun and innocent. It's just me for a couple of years. The next thing you know, you're doing key bumps in the alley by the dumpster. You got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Your phone's got the schedule set. You're supposed to help with the math. Potatoes. This is starting to feel like deja vu from the ruined Christmas 1992. The night's really picking up steam. Somebody's gonna get punched. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? You got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Now you're on the edge of a blackout. It's just what you do wanna do. That really escalated quickly. How were you supposed to know? It's 'cause your friends came home. You got your friends coming home. And yes, it always happens on the eve of a major holiday. You got your friends coming home from college. You got your friends coming home. It always happens on the eve of a major holiday. You got your friends coming home. You got your friends coming home. It always happens on the eve of a major holiday. Got your friends coming home. You got your friends coming home. You got your friends coming home. This time to ruin Christmas. They're gonna ruin Easter. Yeah, they're ruining Thanksgiving.